Good day, North Pole. I'm Elf Stacy, and today is October 2nd. If you haven't looked outside yet, you should. Last night gave us the first snow of the season. Snow plows were out early clearing the roads, and your morning commute looks good so far with no accidents to report. Drive carefully as roads may be slippery. Your temperature is currently negative 12 degrees Celsius with light snow continuing to fall. Today we will have medium twilight all day, and tomorrow begins our phase of pale twilight. Our listener email today comes from Professor Elf Cynthia from the University of the Arctic. She writes, "Dear Elves, the Christmas season is right around the corner, and I'd like to take this opportunity to remind all the alumni of U of A of the Code of Elves. 1. Treat every day like Christmas. 2. There's room for everyone on the nice list. 3. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is by singing loud for all to hear. Thanks for the reminder, Professor. In the hustle and bustle of the season, we all need to stop and think about the things that are truly important to us. And now we'll continue on with Lucrece Beale's Christmas story, Santa and the Pigwidgeon. Chapter 6, Four Gifts. The Sopchoppy River cascaded through dark and fearful channels far beneath the earth. Claus lay flat on his stomach and clutched the sides of the matchstick raft. The gushing water surged around him, and he thought every moment would surely be his last. But Patrick Tweedleknees, with only his firefly flashlight to see by, calmly poked the raft through the rolling flood with a long-handled broom. At last the waters calmed, and Claus dared to open his eyes. He saw a blue-lighted cavern ahead. The river flowed gently into the cave, and Tweedleknees, leaping ashore, shouted, "This is Elfland!" Claus staggered off the raft. He was greeted by hundreds of elves. They shouted, "It's a giant! Tweedleknees has brought a giant!" Tweedleknees explained crossly that Claus was not a giant, but a perfectly ordinary man who meant to destroy the Pigwidgeon who had cursed all the children and elves of the land. The elves gazed at Claus in awe. "How brave he is!" they murmured. "How strong!" "And I," said Tweedleknees jealously, "I am going to help him." "We'll all help," shouted the elves. "We'll give you the weapons to slay the Pigwidgeon." They rushed off to the workbenches that filled the cavern. They set to work hammering and sawing and bolting and whittling and all the time singing at the top of their squeaky lungs.
"What are they making?" shouted Claus above the noise.
"Who knows?" replied Tweedleknees. "Elves can make anything."
"I like to make toys," said Claus modestly.
"Elves make toys, too," said Tweedleknees. "In fact, it's their favorite thing." Tweedleknees showed Claus to a huge storeroom filled with tricycles and hobby horses and wagons and dolls and fire engines and 100 other toys.
"What do you do with them?" cried Claus admiringly.
Tweedleknees shrugged. "Store them here. It's a hobby. It keeps us busy."
"But think how children would enjoy them," said Claus.
"Children are everywhere," reminded Tweedleknees. "Elves are here and cannot leave." A gray-haired, spectacled elf tugged at Claus's sleeve. "We're finished now," he said. "See what we've made." The elves gathered around, and the old elf gave Claus four wondrous gifts. First, a bow and an arrow which would always find its mark. Second, a ring. When twisted three times, it would cause a creature to change its shape. Third, a mouth harp, the sound of which could charm the fiercest foe, and finally a dagger whose point had been dipped in a deadly poison. Claus's heart pounded with excitement. With such weapons as these, he could surely destroy the wicked Pigwidgeon. But the old elf warned, "There's one thing you must remember. The magic of each gift will work but once. Therefore, use with care." That's the end of Chapter 6, folks. Tune in next time for Chapter 7, The Giant. This Elfcast has been brought to you by Santa's Letter Office. Request letters for the little elves in your life at writtenbysanta.webs.com. That's writtenbysanta.webs.com. I'm Elf Stacy, wishing you a good day, North Pole.